Islam is founded by an Arab. His name is Muhammad. He was born in 570 AD. He was illiterate. However, he spent much time with Jewish and Christians. And what do I mean by that? During that time, unlike our time, there was no this. You know what this is, right? This is your computer. I call it the electronic dog chain that's hanging on your side. Okay, but it's an internet that allows you to have all of the information. We have so much information, but we really don't know much. Sorry. Okay? So what happened during the time of Muhammad, there would be caravans from India and China bringing spices to the Middle East. And of course, when they came, it's not like today, you bring in your semi 18-wheeler and you pull to Walmart and you open the back and they unload it and you are gone back there, right? They brought their camels and they would unload and they would be there for 2 to 3 weeks. And so what do they do at night? They would talk about religion. And almost the Quran, 60% to 70% of the Quran is from both the Old and the New Testament. You will find that big time. However, it's often misconstrued or turned around. And let me just highlight this and I'll come back to it again. Here's an example. In Genesis chapter 2, God asks Father Abraham to take his son. And in the Hebrew, it says specifically, your only son. Okay? Your only son. And who is that son according to our teaching? Isaac. Yitzchak, which means laughter. But if you read the Quran, it is not Isaac. It's Ishmael. And where does he take him? To Saudi Arabia, which is completely the opposite. Okay? So just so that you are aware of that, and you can back me up on this, and you can check it out.